there's a lot of heckling and a lot of interruptions, and you have to develop ways of dealing with that. And it's quite a long learning curve. I think I gradually became better at doing it, but it took actually literally years rather than months to sort of hone one's abilities. And the kind of thing that was toughest, as I say, was you'd launch into some point and you would be interrupted, you would be stopped, you would be shouted down, you would be heckled. And you've had to find ways of dealing with that and not being too distracted or railroaded from the point you're trying to make. But with a bit of effort, you can turn those hecklers or opponents to what you're saying. You sort of turn it in your favour if you're fairly skillful, because you can use that to bounce your own ideas off of. And by having a bit of interaction, it becomes more entertaining. Sometimes it can be quite funny. And then you'd find a lot more people gathering. Because one thing that was definitely the case right from the start there was there's quite a strong competitive element, and always has been really, because you've got each of these speakers on their platform or box dotted around that speaker's corner, and they're competing for attention of the passers-by and people wandering through. And obviously people congregate around each speaker to different extents. So you'll see the tiny bunches of people around some, huge crowds around others. And so every speaker is trying to attract that crowd to hear what they've got to say. And one of the best ways of doing so is to have a bit of a kerfuffle in the crowd, because people seem to suddenly arrive from nowhere once there's any kind of conflict or drama going on.